Cave on Campus this morning out here in Tiger Territory, Hudson High School today. Getting ready for our Cave Game of the Week tonight as the Onsted Wildcats come to town to play the Hudson Tigers. A full roster of people to talk to today. We'll talk some football with the football players and their coach. We'll talk some girls golf and some volleyball as well. But we're going to kick things off with Chance and his dad.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning. Jeremy Beal, the athletic director here at Hudson, joining me this morning. From an AD standpoint, it has to seem like this is less stressful maybe than the first week or so of classes. Like, now you're in a rhythm, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
it's good to be in a rhythm. It's good to have things going. You know, now that you're starting to host events and everything, you kind of just kind of get into the routine. And luckily, we've done this before a time or two. So, you know, it doesn't change the busyness. But, you know, like we talked earlier, you know, the second go-around is a lot easier. So year after year, it seems to get easier. Your people are in place and stuff's going well.
Overall, looking at athletics, you know, football in Division VIII, different programs kind of in that same boat, or are you kind of like in between for other sports?
We're in between, so we always are on the bubble between 3 and 4 in the 4-division sports, mm-hmm. and then 7 and 8 in football. So, you know, it's kind of one of those things. Some of our sports are D4s, some are small D3s. It just kind of depends on what the sport is and how many other schools are offering it.
Okay. So for the fall, we have obviously girls golf, volleyball, football. You have a full cross-country team?
We do. Yeah, okay, boys good. And girls. Yeah, hey. They're actually headed up to Michigan State today for the Spartan Invitational, so they'll be
Perfect.
Leaving here in a little bit.
Nice. Hey, that's being a smaller school. It's nice to field multiple teams, you know, for boys and girls, right? I know other schools can struggle at getting those numbers. So, athletic participation. Would you say it is up or about the same as it has been?
I would say we've been fortunate. You know, we've got a culture of participation here. Like kids do things, and, you know, when they're off or when, you know, you have some of those schedules where maybe they practice late, they just want to stay busy. Like, we're fortunate that we've got a culture of hardworking families and kids. And, you know, I mean, they show up and participate for the most part. So, again, that typically isn't an issue with us unless our classes are really, really small.
So looking at the classes, they're – are kind of holding steady, or are you still seeing some growth? I remember last year, I think you had the superintendent or principal on, and they said, "Well, numbers are perking up a little bit."
They are for us, and again, things change, especially at the high school level, as you know, kids decide to go virtual or alternative, and we see more and more of that. It's just, you know, it's a much more flexible approach, and you know, our philosophy here is, you know, your path, our mission. So we try to provide those opportunities for students, but. Ninth grade down are some pretty large classes for us. You know, my oldest son's a freshman, and then I've got 8th, 7th, and 5th, and like all of those classes are well over 100. Whereas our classes typically lately have been 70 or 80. So, you know, we're seeing quite a bit of growth, particularly at our lower levels, and, you know, we'll see. It's a great thing. It also creates some new challenges for us in some ways.
Yeah, it does, looking at the building.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, we're fortunate we've got CSI here, so we do a lot of educating there, and we offer a lot of opportunity there. And that does house quite a few of our students on a, you know, hourly basis. Like, we run buses out there all day. So, you know, that does help us, even though the building is quite small for the number of kids that we're talking.
Sure. Talking with Athletic Director Jeremy Beal out here at Hudson. Thompson Field saw that renovation recently. In terms of other facilities, you know, anything in the near future or just trying to maintain what you got?
Well, we've done quite a few things recently, like with our gym and with our wrestling room, and we've added a cheer room. So we've done quite a bit recently.
Okay.
A lot of that stuff's under the radar. It's not something that, you know, everybody would know or see.
Well, now they do.
And yeah, now they know. So we feel like we've got some good things
good.
Going. Mentioned CSI a little bit earlier. We've done quite a bit of things athletically in that direction as well. So, again, we've seen quite a bit of student enrollment growth as well as, you know, facility improvement, facility growth as well over the last several years.
All right, let's turn our attention. You said your youngest.
Yeah, our youngest.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure he was here last year with us.
He was.
And he impressed me.
Yeah, that's what, you know, I brought him back. He's typically a pretty good interview. So,
okay.
You know, so don't be afraid to poke that bear because he usually does a pretty good job.
All right, Chance, thanks for getting up and talking to me today. What grade are you in now?
I'm in 5th grade. I was here last year when I was in 4th. And
yeah.
We just had the big transfer over here. I'm still getting into things. So, yeah, I'm in 5th grade.
So fifth grade, you move over to this building. You were across the street, right?
Yes, sir.
What? I know it's early in the school year, but what are your favorite classes so far? Do you get different subjects?
Yeah. So we have math, science, and ELA, and history. And my favorite is by far math. I don't struggle in that at all. I just ace it. It's an A plus for me. So.
Well, that's good. Is that just like your dad, or you help your dad out with math? Is he good at math too?
I'm not sure because I don't watch him for his math.
You don't have to ask him for much help, though, do you?
No.
No.
He goes on it.
Do you have several teachers, or you just have one teacher in fifth grade?
We have several. We have a different teacher for math. We have a different teacher for math, science, all that. And so the funner thing is, last year if we didn't get anybody in our class, it'd suck. We'd be on our own. Mm-hmm. This year, you don't get anybody in this class. Maybe get them in the next class. If you don't get them in any classes, you're pretty unlucky, but yeah.
So you like being over here at the middle and high school? I mean, a lot of bigger kids here.
Yeah, a lot.
Yeah.
We don't really get to see them, though, because we have our own hallway.
Oh, good.
Sixth grade.
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah. You have a football jersey on.
Yeah.
Obviously, you play football. What position are you playing this fall?
So I am a cornerback on defense, quarterback, and punter.
Wow. That's quite impressive.
Yeah.
And of all those things, I think he might be most excited about punting. He was pretty pumped about that.
Good.
So, and it's the youth hunt weekend, so he's like hunter and punter.
Good.
Yeah.
Very cool. When my JV football days and freshman, I was the punter too. So
yeah,
good stuff. Aside from football, are you gonna play other sports?
Yeah, I play baseball and I play baseball and do wrestling.
Good.
I don't play wrestling and do it, but yeah. So I play football, baseball, and I do wrestling. And I'm kind of in season with football right now. Baseball ended not too much. And we haven't been really hitting up wrestling practices. So I've been pretty much focused on football, throwing with my brother.
Mm-hmm.
With a high school ball, trying to get my arm ready for the season. So, yeah, I've been working at football pretty much.
Do you help your dad? Are you going to be with your dad on the sideline tonight? Or
yeah.
Close by.
Me and a couple other ball boys. It's going to be me. All right, let me try and name all of them. Last year I missed one. All right, so it's going to be me, Hayden Bovey, Paxton Bovey, Lennox Bovey.
Lennox Campbell.
Lennox Campbell. then we have Harper Rogers. We have the two older ones. Mm-hmm. That would be Harper Rogers. Easton Rodriguez and Cole Patrick. And I did it.
Shred Dawson Milligan.
Dawson Milligan, man.
That's a lot. That's a lot of ball boys.
Yeah, it's a whole bus just for the ball boys.
Yeah.
And then another person just to supervise because they're everywhere.
Exactly. Well, Chance, it was nice to talk to you, and thanks for sharing some airtime with your dad.
Yes, sir.
All right. John, we're going to send it back out to you and Adrian. I've been talking with Chance and Jeremy Beal right here on Cave on Campus. Out here in Hudson at 96.5 The Cave and 96.5thecave.com. The head coach of the Hudson Tigers.
The number one ranked Hudson Tigers.
Number one ranked in our power rankings, Hudson Tigers. I know, putting pressure on them. Dan Rogers and family joining me. It's really a family day out here at Hudson, Coach. I mean, Jeremy's bringing his youngest out, and you got your posse with you, too. Good morning, Coach.
Good morning. Thanks for having us on. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. Can't wait till tonight. Thompson Field, some memorable moments out there. And you've already had some this season. Fowler Week 1, things kind of rolled downhill for you guys. I mean, Ida, what happened? I have to ask, what happened there? I'm waiting for updates on social media. 3-0, 3-0. They kicked the field goal, 3-0, and then all of a sudden – you score in the last couple minutes.
Typical Hudson-Ida game. It's usually going to come down to the end. It has for, I think, the last 5 years. And that game was that way. It was just a great defensive battle by two teams playing well. We know each other well. And, we left a couple plays on the field. We last play of the half, we step out of bounds barrel and the 2-yard line as we're going in for a score. And then dropped a couple pass plays, but plays were there to be made, and just proud of our kids that kept, you know, grinding through it, and at the end made a tremendous throw and catch. So,
who would have thought of throwing a catch would give Hudson a win in a football game, right?
Normally, if anybody says Hudson didn't have a rushing touchdown, it wouldn't be well, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So, but just very proud of the kids and the coaching staff, and it was just a a great football game, and we're learning a lot from that game.
I mean, nothing easy in the early season, right? I mean, you had Ida there week two, and you had Fowler week one.
For sure, and Fowler is a great team, and that was a great game. The score looks a little bit different because we pulled away in the second half, but they're a tremendous football program, and we knew the early test, and it doesn't get any easier, as we get ready for Onsted. So,
your team, we knew you brought a lot back. All you got to do is keep the guys in the game. And you think you'll have success this year. Have you tweaked anything? Now that we're in games, right? And maybe that's a dumb question, being that I'm in Hudson. No, Ian, we didn't tweak anything.
No, we'll just stay the course and focus on us. But even though we returned a lot, we're super excited, but we had some, we lost some good seniors from last year. So we did have, we got some new linebackers on the defensive side. And you always got to figure out what's the identity of your team that year and then focus on that. So, even offensively, we're throwing the ball a little bit more. I think we got the weapons to do that, and Colt's a great quarterback. And then, again, just bring the defense along. So,
talking with Coach Dan Rogers with the Hudson Tigers, 2-0 start to the season. So you come back home and you're playing Onsted. Wildcats didn't score in week one, but then they shut out their opponent in week two. You've had a chance to look at some of Coach Randy's film, and is it kind of what you expected?
Oh, for sure. We know Randy's the air raid, and he likes to throw the football, and they've got tremendous athletes. All you got to do is go to a track meet and see that. I mean, they are fast, they are athletic, they're tall. But you can see on film a team, gaining some confidence. You got, Randy's installing his stuff. So the biggest improvement is usually week one to two, and their kids are playing confident, and you can see that. So I know they're coming in here very confident, and we're excited for it. It's always a great Hudson Onsted week.
That's right. And speaking of film, Dundee's played a couple of county teams now, so that's kind of a common opponent that you could kind of draw from.
For sure. You've seen Dundee's played Adrian week one and then Onsted week two. So, again, just watching the film, and they spread the field. It can be more opposite playing Ida, and we're going to both power T, So it's now you see 4 and 5 wide receivers. So it's a little bit different. It's been a good week, and our scout team's done a tremendous job getting us prepared for it.
If you could jog my memory, who takes care of the defense for you?
It's myself, and Coach Bovee helps.
Okay. Boy, scout has to be so important because, I would say scout offense, right? Because,
it's huge.
Not a lot of teams still do what you are doing, right? I mean, even you look across the county, Clinton, they're spreading things out a little bit more than they have. So how do you
prepare? Oh, scout team's huge. We meet on, the coaches meeting and go through what we want to see for the week. And we got a tremendous coaching staff that puts that together, and we focus on both sides of the ball. So we, without that, we always say that the scout team is going to determine how good we are because we need that good look. So when we get into Friday, we're prepared.
Switching gears completely. Talked to Chance earlier.
I heard that, yes.
Yeah. And he was talking about all of his buddies that are taking care of stuff on the sideline. We have another ball boy here.
Yeah, Harper. Yeah. He's ball boy. He's been, he's getting be the old one now. So he's the experienced one. He has to supervise. We have you'll see on our sideline, we have quite a few little manager ball boys. But what a great thing. And when you first said it, you're talking about family with Chance coming on. And, that's one thing I love about, football and Hudson football. It truly is a football family where it's, expands into our families and stuff. You got Mia here and Harper and my wife and all the coaches and their families. So you'll see all of our managers, ball boys, they're all the kids of some of the coaches. So it's a very cool thing.
Well, then I'm sure a lot of the players were in that position years
ago. They were. It's been cool to see their pictures. We've got pictures of these kids many years ago as ball boys, and then when they play for us. And then it's the same thing now. So it's always looking back and seeing them throughout the program.
And Harper, not a bad golfer.
Better than his dad, huh?
Yeah, well, at some points, yeah. Pledge of Allegiance. I couldn't find it. There's a flag in the cafeteria.
Must be
somewhere.
Cafeteria.
Okay. Well, playing at home, a lot of pomp, a lot of circumstance. You have a good team. Onstead, first year, not first year head coach, but first year with him. How are you going to keep your guys focused in?
Oh, we're focused. There's no doubt. We every week we're going to be very focused on that opponent. You know, it's you have to be. We say it and you hear it all the time, you know, and I think with our league and our schedule, you have to be. If not, you're going to find yourself Saturday morning saying, wish I would have, you know, what happened. So we're fully focused on the game tonight and super excited for it. We know it's going to be a tremendous challenge, you know, so it always is. And, again, Randy's new head coach, but he was D coordinator last year. He's been to the county many, so they're going to be ready to go.
I don't doubt that. 1 second, it's going to be a knockdown, drag-out LCAA fight over at Thompson Field. I'll be back there. Jeff has the day off, so I'll be out there with Fred and Joe Johns taking care of stuff tonight. So,
awesome.
Coach and family, thanks for the time today.
All right, well, thank you. We appreciate it.
All right, once again, that was Dan Rogers and family right here, Cave on Campus, brought to you by Jermaine Toyota of Dundee, Lenawee Community Mental Health Authority, Matthew Eichhorn with the Taylor Agency, and Bits and Brews. We will take a break, and we'll be back with more Cave on Campus and Inside the Cave. We thank our sponsors, Jermaine Toyota of Dundee, Lenawee Community Mental Health Authority, Matthew Eichhorn with the Taylor Agency, and Bits and Brews. We are talking girls golf in the fall. Ellie Lohr and Carly Roden joining me. Ellie, I've been told you're going to take the lead on this. How long have you been golfing, and what grade are you in this year?
I've been golfing for 4 years, and I'm a senior this year.
So you picked up a club in high school?
Yep, I got our coach goes around and nominates all the people in eighth grade, goes, hey, you're going to be on that golf course, and makes us go to the golf course, and I'm a golfer now.
And so, here you are.
Yep.
Very cool. Carly, same question. How long have you been golfing, and what grade are you in?
This is my fourth year golfing. I am a junior. I started out as manager for the golf team, and here I am.
Oh, very cool. So we're in the season a little bit. You played a couple of LCAA jamborees, I think three, if my memory serves me correct. So how's the season been going? We'll go back to you, Ellie.
It's been going wonderful. This has been the best team, and I would say about a lot since like
since
our coach
time.
Has been golfing for like 17 years, and we've won every single match that we have been placing first in all of it. And beating Clinton, which is amazing. And we've had a couple of close calls, but our girls are doing wonderful and hitting in the low 40s, high 40s, and low 50s.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been great.
And you mentioned off-air eight golfers this year on the team?
Yes.
That helps.
Yes.
Right?
Definitely.
Yeah, full varsity plus a couple.
Yep, great.
So, Ellie, have you been throwing up some 41s and 42s?
I've been close. I've done 44s.
Okay.
So,
you do that every time?
Not every
time. That level score? Well, you know, if you can.
But I've been consistently more in the 40s and the high 40s this year. So.
Very good. Carly, same thing?
Yeah.
You know, mid 40s?
I'm trying to be. My latest was rough, but lowest of a 44 and then 49 and then that's been decent.
That happens.
Yeah.
Yep. I've been there. When I golfed in high school, I was fringe JV varsity. So I was, you know, high 40s, low 50s, and it's all about being consistent, right?
Yeah.
You know, try to do the same swing every time. That can be very difficult. You know, you hit one good shot and then, oh, not the best, or hit a bad shot and you go, let's get our next one, right? Do you generally golf with the same person, or does this coach kind of mix it up?
Okay, so normally we do not. It depends. So every person on our team is ranked seed 1, seed 2, seed 3, seed 4, and like up to 6, because we only can take 6.
Okay.
And I'm ranked seed 1, so whoever on the team from the other schools are ranked seed 1, I'll be golfing with them.
Mm-hmm.
And there are some days I'll golf with some people that are the exact same and sometimes not. It's just depending on how our system works that we put our golf scores in.
Okay, so your coach does put you in seeding.
Yeah.
Okay. Carly, where about do you hang out on that list?
I'm usually seed 4. I've golfed with a couple of the same people, but it's usually pretty random.
You're wearing a bowling shirt. You have a microphone on. I take it you two participate in more sports than golf. I'll start with Carly. Obviously, I would hope you're still bowling this winter.
I am. I do golf and bowling.
Okay. And then Ellie?
I do golf, marching band, bowling as well, and track.
Interesting note with the marching band. All you band fans out there. The Cave's going to be out there tonight for the football game, and we stick around for halftime, obviously.
Let's go.
Dozens in the band, and I'm not talking like 24.
Mm-hmm.
Ellie, you guys are pushing some good numbers with the band.
Oh, yeah. We're pushing like 60, and it's been wonderful to teach all these young people. We have a couple people from 7th grade and mostly 8th through 12th, and it's been wonderful. The students are amazing to work with, and I'm just glad that I could spend it with my last year.
What instrument? Gotta ask.
Okay, I play trombone, but I'm also the drum major.
Oh, nice.
So, yeah.
You don't play it. You don't play it up on the scaffolding, do you?
No.
Okay. do you come down and play, or?
I do.
Or how does that work?
One. I do have one song that I play. I conduct pregame and 2 songs at halftime. And then I play for the low brass in Industry Baby because low brass has a solo part in that song, so I have to help with them.
Okay. So. How many fellow trombonists do you have?
We have, I think we have 6.
Nice.
Wow.
6. And, yeah.
I got to ask personally, drumline? How many on the drumline?
Oh, wow. That is a lot, actually.
A lot? Okay.
I think we have like 10.
Nice.
I want to say 10.
Yeah. All right. Very cool. Well, it's nice to talk to you both about your golf season. Things are going great. Keep up the good work. We'll be keeping an eye on that throughout the season and for your continued athletic and academic success. So thank you both so much.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You too. Once again, we were just talking with Ellie Lohr and Carly Roden here at Hudson High School. We're going to kind of make a switch here on the fly. We're going to go from golf to volleyball. It looks like you have a support staff here, too. Friends hanging out. I don't know if you have like a, what do they call that? Like a study hour or something like that? I don't know. All right. We're going from golf to volleyball. Got to do my introductions on air. So who am I talking to this morning? We'll start right across the table from me.
I'm Sabri Bonzel. I play volleyball for Hudson.
Okay. Sabri, did I say that right?
Yeah.
Okay, and then?
I'm Lena Leva.
Lena, all right. What position do you both play on the court? Or is it just a free rotating thing?
I'm a right side for Hudson.
So you stay in the front or the back row?
The front.
Front, okay.
I'm a middle blocker.
Right up front.
Mm-hmm. Front.
So they. I clearly haven't played volleyball in a long time. So you don't move, you don't like rotate positions that often, I guess, do you? Or how does that go during a match?
Not really. Just like the regular rotations, we don't really switch back and forth our positions. But we've been doing some moving around in our rotation lately with new coaching and just everybody adjusting to each other.
Okay. I cannot read my own handwriting. It was Sabria, right?
Sabri.
See, that's not even close to what I wrote. Okay. How's the season been going so far? I know we're not too far into it, but how have things been going?
The season has been going great. I can't find like the words how to put it, but the season has just been so fun, and I love all the girls that play. Like, our team is just so close and everything, so it's just been really good.
How many about are on the team?
We have 12 girls.
Yeah, 12.
12? Okay. So that's enough for a full practice, right? You can scrimmage against each other.
Yeah.
Lena, how has have you played any jamborees yet, or have you been going to on trips out to play some matches?
We've had a few tournaments lately. We just recently had one last weekend up at Whitmore Lake, and being so early in the morning, it was definitely something to adjust to.
Well, early in the morning for a high schooler. What's early? Well, 9 o'clock.
We had to be seven. There. We had to be there by 7:30, so it's about an hour and a half away from here.
Oh man.
Oh yeah, it was bright and early.
I was like me driving into Hudson this morning.
Yeah.
I beat the sun here. looking at the LCAA, the league in general, there are some very good teams in it. Have you had a chance to play any of the teams in the league yet this season? Madison or Clinton or
we've had a chance Onstead. To play a few of them.
Yeah.
We've faced Clinton, and that's always a tough, good match. But it's just good volleyball, so you have to step up your game sometimes.
Sabri, how long have you been playing the sport?
I've been playing for 5 years. I started in my eighth grade year, so.
Okay. Lena, same question?
I've been playing for 5 years, too. I started in seventh grade.
Okay. Not too bad, right? Is there other sports do you all play? I know we're deep into volleyball. Do you ladies do anything in the winter or coming up in the spring?
I wrestle, and then I play softball.
I am volleyball only. I play club volleyball, so that's my winter sport.
Okay, so when high school's done, you go play more.
Oh, yeah.
Since you're doing that so much, any plans to keep playing after high school?
Hopefully. I'm hoping to get a scholarship my senior year, so in hopes that I can go somewhere and do something good.
Very cool. Sabri, are they lining you up for wrestling practices yet, or when does that start? Do they at least wait till you're done playing volleyball?
Yeah, well, there's not really many girls, so we go off, like, the football schedule.
Okay.
So it's, like, we start practice, like, a week early before, like, the football boys are done with theirs. And then after that week, the season starts. But, like, we did have some practices in the summer. We went on a Florida trip for a camp. So.
Very cool. Do you have a home volleyball match coming up soon that people can come out and watch? That you know of? Or you're mostly on the road?
This year we are mostly on the road. We just had two home games this week, actually. And I think not next week, but the week after is our next home game.
Okay. Well, follow Hudson Athletics on social media to get the latest. Tune into the Cave for results. I've been talking with a couple of volleyballers. We've had Sabri and Lena on with me today. Thanks for taking the time. I'm sure you missed class very much. So thank you to your teachers, and thanks for taking the time today.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Once again, that was some Hudson Volleyball Talk right here at Cave on Campus, being brought to you this morning by Jermaine Toyota of Dundee, Lenawee Community Mental Health Authority, Matthew Eichhorn with the Taylor Agency, and Bits and Brews in Adrian. Cave on Campus program, and it's being brought to you this morning by Jermaine Toyota of Dundee, Lenawee Community Mental Health Authority, Matthew Eichhorn with the Taylor Agency, and Bits and Brews. We are talking some Hudson Tiger football. I have five footballers here today. Coach Post probably like, hey, who wants to not be in class for 10 minutes? And then a bunch of guys raise their hand. No, that probably wasn't it. So we're going to get all five of you on the air here. Might not be long for each of you, but thanks for taking the time. We're going to introduce the two with the headsets right now. So I'm going to start with the guy with an Adrian College hoodie on top of hopefully Hudson stuff underneath. What's your name?
My name's Devin.
All right, Devin, and then?
Colt.
Recognize that name, Mr. Quarterback?
Yeah.
Couple protectors next to you?
Yep.
On either side and behind you?
Yep.
That's kind of the name of the game, right, in Hudson, line of scrimmage?
Yeah.
Win that battle. Devin, we'll go with you first. 2-0 on the season, Fowler game kind of rolled. last week, not so much. That's a good Ida team, and they have been, and you know, they're going to, you know, make some noise in the LCAA. But could you talk about just that game was 3-0 for a long time, and then you guys finally scored. What was it like to get that late win?
It was tough for sure. They're a really good team, but we knew that we'd go in and have some adversity, but battling through, Beckett broke a long run, and then Kenny, great catch. It felt amazing, pushing through right there.
What position do you play?
I'm a running back and middle linebacker.
There we go. Just like to hit people and then get hit, I guess.
Yeah.
Right? All right, Colt, you know, lead a couple wins, throw a game-winning touchdown. You know, it's not your first and probably not your last, but that win had to feel really good, you know, going on the road and beating a good team.
Yeah, it definitely felt a lot better to get it done rather than be sitting here 1-1.
Right. I'm going to assume you guys were pretty pretty calm on the sideline. I mean, you knew it was a one-score game. You had time. You know, obviously you'd like it to be a little more relaxing, but you guys have been there and done that, right?
Yeah. Game's not over till it's over.
All right. So Devin, real quick about tonight, you're back home playing an Onsted team that didn't score week one, but scored week two and shut out their opponent. They got some good kids over there in Onsted. So what are you looking forward to tonight?
Oh, we just know they have a ton of athletes, and, you know, they can put some points on the board, but we have a lot of momentum coming through and pretty confident.
Being a linebacker, you're going to be in a lot of space tonight, I'm assuming, trying to cover these guys all over the place, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, preparing for that this week?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Colt, do you just play quarterback or do you play safety still?
Yeah, I play safety still.
Okay. Kind of the same question. You're going to be you're going to need an ice bath or something at the end of this game chasing those Wildcats around.
Yeah.
I mean, is that kind of the expectation? Like, this week of scout preparing for a pass-happy team, athletic team, getting your coverages figured out?
Yeah, we're definitely prepared for them to take a few shots.
Mm-hmm. All right, we're going to pass the headphones around. I know we got five student-athletes, two headsets. That was a good transition there with that one. And look at this. These guys are pros. And then they switch seats. Oh, my gosh. Coach Rogers would be so proud. You got your headset on first, so can I get a quick intro?
I'm Kenny Sledge, number 88, tight end, DM.
All right, yeah, you're Mr. Touchdown yesterday last week. But when they was the play intended to go to you?
Well, I mean,
were you ready for it?
The whole game, their corners and safeties, they're kind of like reading me a little bit. And so when I seen the corner come crashing down, I was running the corner. I was like, oh, this is going to be a touchdown. And then Colt seen me in the end zone, and the ball fell into my hands. It was a good pass by Colt. It was a touchdown. We ended up winning the game.
Put it on you.
Yeah.
Did he put it in a spot where, you know, you couldn't drop it, you had to catch it?
Well, I mean, 3-0.
It would make it difficult, you know.
Yeah. 3-0, third down and 10. There was no dropping that pass.
That's right. Boy, defensively, that game last week seemed like a rock fight. I mean, Ida knows you. You know Ida. It's just, mm-hmm. you know, that line of scrimmage, right?
Yeah. I mean, every year it's a battle in the trenches, and we were lucky enough to pull it out last week. Had some good plays, but focused on Onsted now, and it's going to be a good game.
Absolutely. All right, we'll move over. Boy, nice. A Vegas T-shirt. We got a good mix. We got a Vegas. We got a Hudson. Adrian College, Hudson, and we're not sponsored by Adidas, but he's wearing an Adidas shirt. What's your name, sir?
My name's R.J. Thompson.
All right, R.J., what positions you
play? Offensive guard and defensive end.
There you go. Trenches. You don't like going away from that football. Keep me nice and close.
Yeah.
Offensively, you know, last week maybe a little more frustrating than the week before, but you just got to stick to it, right?
Yep.
I mean, you're not going to change who you are as a team.
Right.
And then defensively, when I played JV football many, many years ago, I played offensive line, didn't play defense. We had enough to have two full things. But it's a totally different mindset, offensive to defensive. Like, you're hitting people and tackling people on defense. Offense, you do hit people, but if you go the wrong way, your quarterback's dead. If you do the wrong thing on defense, you can make up for it. So, like, a little more freedom maybe, RJ, defensively?
You could say that.
You could?
Yeah.
Okay, I did. I will. Maybe that's my philosophy. So, Onstead tonight, you're probably going to be in a pass rush situation more often than not. So, have you been preparing for that this week?
Yeah, we've been doing a lot of passes on scout team.
Yeah.
Just getting ready to defend it.
I forgot to ask, what grade are you all in? Are you all seniors?
Yeah, we're all seniors.
Yep. Easy enough. Okay, so what's it like? Well, you know you've been doing it, but what's it like playing out here at Thompson Field?
You know, it's amazing. We like the culture. It's just everybody there is always cheering for us, and it's like a family.
Yeah, that's great. And I'll be out here tonight a few times out here in Hudson, so I'm looking forward to it. I'm going to pass the headset to, I mean, the guy's got 72 on. He's a lineman. What's your name, sir?
I'm Malachi Marshall, and I'm an offensive guard and a defensive tackle.
There you go. Again, don't move away from that football. That's mine.
Sir. Oh, yeah.
That's mine. Like playing both. I'm not going to make you pick, but, I mean, there's cool things about each, right, offensive and defensive.
They both have the pros and cons.
Yeah. The pro last week was obviously the defense, right? Holding Ida to 3 points, so that had to feel good.
Oh, yeah.
And then you flip around on the other side of the ball, and it's like, come on, just get a touchdown.
It gets
like,
a little frustrating.
Find a way. Yeah, it could. But that's, mindset of a football player that does play both sides. It's like, you're not like switching offense, defense, and saying, all right, go get them, guys. You're like high-fiving yourself. Like, we made a great defensive play. Now we need to switch gears and play some offense. So that's unique.
Oh, yeah. We love it.
Well, of course you do. You have to.
Oh, yeah.
Right? I'll ask you the same question as RJ. Playing at Thompson Field, I look out from the press box, so I don't really get to see the full scope of things, like from the fan side. You got a big band this year. I know you bring out your supporters, and that walk you guys do is just something special.
Oh, yeah. I love it. I love at Thompson Field. We always have so many people there. Stands always filled. Everybody always yelling their heads off. We love it. Great group of people on the field. Great group of people off the field on the in the stands. We just love it.
All right. Well said. Boy, a lot of footballers there. We had Devin, Colt, Kenny, RJ, Malachi. Got them all. You guys are great. Appreciate your time. Good luck tonight against Onstead.
Thank you.
All right, this has been the most recent Cave on Campus interview, brought to you by your friends at Jermaine Toyota of Dundee, Lenawee Community Mental Health Authority, Matthew Eichhorn with the Taylor Agency, and Bits and Brews.